There are 1,661 COVID-positive patients in Ontario hospitals, according to the latest update. Among those hospitalizations are 202 COVID patients in intensive care unit beds and 98 on a ventilator with COVID-related illness. The province also reported 21 more COVID-related deaths. In the last 30 days, 289 people have died because of COVID in Ontario, with between 5 and 18 deaths per day. Over the course of the pandemic, the province has reported 12,792 deaths that were either caused by COVID, COVID was a contributing factor to the death, or the cause of death was unknown or missing. The daily update included 3,560 lab-confirmed COVID cases. Case counts are assumed to be underestimated because of limited PCR testing and only PCR results are included in the daily case counts. Since the start of the pandemic, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,252,578 cases of COVID-19 and reported 1,208,322 cases recovered or resolved. The April 28 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Hospitalizations of the 1,661 people hospitalized with COVID, 44% were hospitalized because of COVID-19 and 56% were hospitalized for other reasons but test positive for COVID-19. Among those hospitalized but not in the ICU are 232 unvaccinated people, 79 partially vaccinated people, and 1,012 with two or more doses of vaccine. Among the COVID patients in the ICU are 28 unvaccinated people, 7 partially vaccinated people, and 104 people with two or more doses of vaccine. Vaccination: about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario has two or more doses of COVID vaccine, about 12.1 million people, more than 7.2 million people in Ontario have had 3 doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 18,875 tests, resulting in a 14.5% positivity. Northern Ontario. In the north, there are 162 hospitalizations, down from 179 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 22 people in ICU with the virus, up from 20 yesterday, and 7 people on ventilators, up from 4 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 7,882 cases, 284 known active cases and 30 hospitalizations, with 8 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 62% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 5,475 cases, 256 known active cases and 8 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 6,922 cases, 248 known active cases and 19 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 54% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 14,778 cases, 475 known active cases and 55 hospitalizations, with 4 people in ICU. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,814 cases, 124 known active cases, and 9 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 7,806 cases and 151 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. The health unit updates weekly on Wednesdays. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 91% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 63% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 11,085 cases, 231 known active cases and 25 hospitalizations, with 3 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 90% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.